Warm greetings to all our listeners here on www.goforgold.lk. My name is Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Luckett Pierce, greeting you all this morning, today being the 4th of May 2026, start off with the school's rugby league. Isipathana College beat DS by 33 points to 10 after leading 14-10 at the Breather. The winners, Isipathana, 5 tries, 4 conversions, while DS, 1 try, 1 conversion, 1 penalty. Moving on to the next game, Ananda College beat Prince of Wales College 31 points to 5 yesterday. At halftime, the Anandians led 12 points to 5. Then Royal College were given a bit of a scare against Thurston, especially at the Breather, because in this game being played yesterday at the Sugathadasa Stadium, the Thurstonites led 15 points to 14, but Royal played their usual open, flashy rugby to ultimately win by 40 points to 15. So well played, Royal. 6 tries, 5 conversions. Fantastic to see the way the Royal line moved yesterday. So that was a great game. Now, the fourth game was between Zaira College and Science College. What an exciting game it was. There was a little bit of controversy, but at the end of the day, Zaira College just managed to beat Science by 31 points to 25 after being led 19 points to 14 at the Breather. Very well played, Zaira. Right then, let's go across to the game between Sumangala and Lumbini. Sumangala had quite a field day. They beat Lumbini by 33 points to 10. At halftime, the winners led by 14 points to 3. And Sri Sumangala, 5 tries, 4 conversions, 1 penalty. So interesting games yesterday in the school's rugby arena. Let me just remind all of you, Isipathana beat DS 33 points to 10. Ananda beat Prince of Wales 31 points to 5. Royal beat Thurston 40 points to 15. And Zaira beat Science in a tight game 31 points to 25. And Sri Sumangala beat newcomers Lumbini by 33 points to 10. The game coming up today, of course, is in Kandy. And today it will be St. Thomas's in pursuit against Kingswood. Now the Thomians need to win this game. Remember, they lost to Thurston last week, so they have to get their act right. Mikhail Karunaratne has a huge responsibility. On to IPL. Yesterday, we had a few surprises. Sunrisers Hyderabad versus Kolkata Knight Riders. Sunrisers Hyderabad in third place were beaten by Kolkata Knight Riders, who are lamenting in eighth place. Kolkata Knight Riders came up with a sterling performance to win by 7 wickets. SRH 165 all out in 19 overs after being 105 for 1 wicket in the 9th over. So just see as to how the game changed. Travis Head 61, Ishan Kishan's 41. After the departure of Travis Head, everything fell apart for Sunrisers Hyderabad. They need to take note. Sunil Narayan 2 for 31, Varun Chakravarti 3 for 36, and Kartik Tyagi, brilliant, 2 for 30. KKR got to the target in 18.2 overs, 169 for 3. Raghu Wanshi top scored with 59. Ajinkya Rahane 43, the captain, Finn Allen among the runs 29. And Rinko Singh proving to be a utility player, unbeaten on 22. Pat Cummings 1 for 47, Saqib Hassan 1 for 17, and Hishan Malinga, the Sri Lankan seamer, among the wickets always, was very expensive yesterday because he leaked 42 runs in 3.2 overs. And finally, the game yesterday against Punjab Kings and Gujarat Titans was fascinating. Now, mind you, Gujarat Titans are in fifth place and PBKS are table leaders. And Gujarat Titans beat the table leaders yesterday by 4 wickets. What a wonderful game we witnessed yesterday. Exciting. I mean, everyone was biting their nails on edges of their seat till the last over. By PBKS 163 for 9, Suryanesh Seychelles 57, Marcus Tornish made 40, and Marco Jansen 20. Bowling was Jason Holder 4 for 24, Rabada 2 for 22, and Mohammad Siraj 2 for 28. Gujarat Titans won the game with one ball to spare. They made 167 for 6. Sai Sudarshan 57, Washington Sundar 40, Butler 20. Marco Jansen took 1 for 33, Vijay Kumar 2 for 31, and Marcus Tornish 1 for 26. So let's face it, the IPL is getting close to orders. Each team will have to play 14 games because the final four playoff teams are decided. I'll have the points table ready for you on our podcast this evening, as of yesterday. games to look out today is, of course, Mumbai Indians will take on LSC. Both teams are at the bottom of the table. Mumbai Indians in 9th position and LSG in 10. And of course, rugby, schools rugby, don't forget, the Tomians taking on Kingswood up in Kandy. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pires this morning. We hope you have a wonderful week ahead. We hope to be in your company again tomorrow at the same time. Sit back, relax, as we spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure.